Shvius, Perek Zion, Mishnah Beis. Va'oid klal acher amru. Kol sheino Michael Adum, Michael Bema. Minat Soivin, Miskayim Ba'aretz. Anything that is not a Michael Adam, the way the Rambam learns it, it's or any of these. And it's also not a Michael Behema, and it's also not a Minat Soivin. So it's not animal food, it's not human food, and it's not a dye. So then what is it? Because if it's just wood, there's no Kedusha Shvius on wood. We're going to see that later. So the Tfarisol says it could be we're dealing with like medicine or mouthwash or things like that. That's what he has Kavana. Also, the 8th parak talks about, which we're going to get to soon, Mr. Shema talks about Kavana also by Shemitah. So you could have something that's not fitting to have as a food, but you can have Kavana that it's used as a food and then it has Kedusha Shvius. So that's the first set of categories of this mission. This is the way the Rambam learns. And in this set, that it's not anything, it's not human food, it's not animal food, and it's not dye, it's even if it's not miskayim ba'aretz, like we had in the previous Mishnah. Meaning it's seasonal, that normally if you have food that's seasonal, so you have a mitzvah beer. But here, if it's not really a food, it's nothing, then there's no mitzvah beer, even if it's seasonal. Then we have this umiskayim ba'aretz, it's separate. Miskayim ba'aretz is, even on the other things, meaning if it's food, like in the previous Mishnah, if it's animal food, human food, or it's dye. However, it's miskayim ba'aretz, in other words, it's a separate category, it's miskayim ba'aretz, even if it's any of the other things. So non-food that's seasonal, or food that's not seasonal, that goes the whole year. So those, yesh lo shvius ul dam of shvius, there's kedusha shvius to those, and also the damim used to buy them. Ein loy beer ve ein lo dam of beer. However, in these cases, there's no beer, and there's no beer by the dam used to acquire them. So if one has any of these non-food types, he doesn't have to worry about beer in the field, in his house, anything like that. He can just keep using it. And obviously, a food that exists continuously throughout the year. So the Mishnah continues, Ezehu. So what are these examples? So this, the way the Rambam learns, and it flows very well with the Mishnah, is talking about the first cases of the Mishnah where they're not food and they're not dyes. So in those, even if it's seasonal, and they don't last the whole year, there's still no mitzvah of beer, but there is a Kedusha Shvius. So Iker HaLuf HaShoyta, so it's the root of the Luf HaShoyta that we had in the previous Mishnah. The Iker HaDandana, and the root of mint leaves. Va'akrabonin, so the Rav brings two pshat, and one is it's a type of grass that grows around a palm tree, and also the Rav brings another pshat that it's a type of grass that its leaves look like a scorpion. That's why it has the Loshon Akrev. Va'chachalbitzin, like cholov, this is the root of the netzah cholov we had on the previous Mishnah, whether it was a white type of flower or that plant that was cut and then the white milky substance came out of it. So it's the root of that. So those are the examples of the first set, those three in the beginning of this Mishnah. Umiminat soivim, and of dyes. So this is going on something that is miskayim that we had in this Mishnah, the second case. After we had those three, it also said umiskayim ba'aretz, so we said that that's a separate case, that even foods and dyes and other things that's miskayim ba'aretz, also there's no mitzvah beer. Taisus Yontif learned that according to the Rambam, that umiskayim ba'aretz is specifically going on dyes. But it's really the same thing, because in the previous Mishnah we said foods that are not miskayim, so obviously foods that are miskayim, and they're always found in the field, there's no mitzvah beer. But in this Mishnah we're focusing on the dyes that are always found in the field, and there's no mitzvah beer. So what are these examples? Hapua v'harachpa, so pua, something that makes red dye. V'harachpa, the Rav says it's types of roots that grow underneath the ground and they would boil them and one would drink them to kill parasites in the stomach. I'm not sure why he brings that because the point is that it's supposed to be a dye. Tfarisol explained that it is a dye also. So in all these, yeshlem shvius v'lodmeim shvius. They have kedusha shvius and their money that buys them also has kedusha shvius. Ein lam beer v'lo l'dmeim beer. But there's no beer, you don't have to get rid of them. You can just use them until they are totally used. V'lo l'dmeim beer and not the things that buy them. There's no beer to the money. Rabbi Meir Aymer, d'meim isparim ad Rosh Hashanah. Meir says there's a difference. He's going to be machmir by their money before the end of Shemitah. And obviously, if you still have them, you have to get rid of them afterwards. Amrulo, they said back to him, Lahen ain beer, kalvachamr l'dmeim. It's a kalvachamr. If there's no beer by the actual plants, all the more so the money that's used to buy them. But the Rav explains that Meir was more machmir by the money because when it comes to the vegetable or the dye that lasts the whole year, for example, and there's no mitzvah beer, people are going to recognize it and they're not going to do business with it. But once you start dealing with their money, and if you say that there's no mitzvah beer by their money, so what's going to happen is that there's going to be a takala. People aren't going to realize. They're going to forget that this money has kedusha shvius on it, and they're going to do business with it. So Meir was more machmir, not else really beer. The reason for the beer was to prevent us from doing business on it. The Rav says the halacha is not like Meir.